I am so ready to do this goddamn show. Let's fucking get to it. Woo!
Let's rip it.
Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby, then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
Welcome to the Huckabug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny, and this is episode 717 of the Huckabug.
Oh, it's special.
7 times 1 equals 7.
Then, you know, we knew we had some coming
we
up.
We had all our sums figured out in advance last week. We have one more good one coming for you after the Thanksgiving holiday. Hey, there's no rips this week, so let's go straight to your shout-outs. Let us begin. We are going to begin with Tina's comment on huckabug.com. Stand in the place where you live.
Now
leave us a comment.
And she says, hey, bitches.
Sup, bitches? No, my favorite is the bit she says at the end. So we'll wait till you get to the end. Because that struck me as very funny.
But she says something, and this kind of hurts my heart, and aww, I'll tell you why.
Oh, yeah.
But she says, sadly, she says, enjoyed the podcast, but think we may now have to stop communicating now.
No, it's okay.
Sadly, I'm a bit common and do not pronounce my T's. It's a world like Nottingham, and you can't not.
Nottingham.
I'm originally from the South London, but you know the old saying, you can take the girl out of Croydon, but you can't take the Croydon out of the girl.
Gotcha.
Well, this is the thing, Tina. Please don't ever think that we're dissing you, because that's what British people do.
Right.
You know,
it's fine for you guys to do it.
But when people over here do it, it just sucks. I mean, every time I hear a British person drop a T, it's fun because that's
charming.
How they speak. It's
yes,
charming.
It's exactly. Charming when Brits do it. The thing is, if there's a British accent surrounding something like this, we give it a pass.
Yeah, because that's fine. How British people speak, and I love
it.
So, Tina, don't ever think we're dissing you. Please.
Who's Tina's football club? She's the Chelsea fan?
She likes Chelsea.
Fuck. That's the reason we can't be friends. I don't like Chelsea. Sorry, Tina. Nothing personal.
But she says, thankfully, my daughter, her wonderful Chloe, speaks properly, unless she's angry, then her Croydon properly.
Yeah, my Jersey accent comes out quite a bit more when I'm upset also.
Well, you know, I get really Southern with my language when my anger comes.
More Southern than normal?
More.
Wow.
Yes.
You must be like.
There ain't never going to be nothing like this.
God damn.
She says, love Castaway. Great film.
All right. I'll
have
on
a very happy Thanksgiving all.
Thanks.
Like a Christmas, the turkeys are running for their lives.
They are. Poor turkeys.
On that note,
that serves them right for being so tasty, though.
On that note, have you guys seen the film Chicken Run? Oh, of course.
You know what? I haven't seen Chicken Run because when I saw Babe, it put me off pork for like a month. And I was like, I can't get rid of chicken, too.
It's
I love
so fun.
Chicken.
It's Nick Park. And I have all of the toys in my office at work. I have all of the Chicken Run guys.
Oh, nice.
Up on the, until next week. Sorry, Doug. I can't imagine.
No, she says, until next week, bitches.
Oh, until next week, bitches. Sorry, Doug. I can't imagine that is a word that is in your vocabulary, but a joke from last week. I think
I can assure you that that word is very much in Doug's vocabulary and many worse ones.
In the best possible way.
Yes.
But thanks, Tina. Don't ever think we're saying things about you dropping your T's.
No. We don't mean you. We mean Americans who do it. Thank you for your shout out. Yeah, Doug, trust me, Doug invented these words. Let's move over to Facebook, where we have more shout outs. We're going to start on Facebook under the missive, which we don't normally do, but we're doing it this week. And we have a shout out there for Kelly with a Y! Kelly says, I hope you ladies are staying safe with the severe weather you've both had this week. Thank you. Actually, the severe weather missed us up here, although we did have some crazy windstorms. And in fact, the community of Sudden Valley, which is not in Bellingham, but it's Bellingham adjacent. It's kind of like,
I was worried about you guys.
Wow. Sudden Valley got so many huge, tall fir trees came down there and just smashed the shit out of people's houses and cars. And no fatalities and no fatalities, fortunately. But we didn't get the snow here or any of the other extreme weather that's been going through. So we've been all right. But you got some snow, didn't you, Beth?
I did, but it was not as bad as I was hoping, as I was expecting.
Right.
Not hoping. It was okay. I got out, got to my car, got to work.
Yep.
The worst part was putting on my snow boots.
Oh, yeah.
Which are so uncomfortable because they're so tight.
God, I know.
I love my Allbirds tennis shoes.
Yeah.
But it was okay. And I was expecting today to never leave my house because I thought there was more snow coming. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't. It was wonderful. It was perfect. I went out, got some lunch. It was great.
That's excellent.
I know more is going to come later. It's going to make me hinky for it.
Yeah,
But for now, I am A-okay.
Yeah, I am, as usual, a little hinky about my Thanksgiving drive because I'm going to have to go over the mountain.
Oh, God.
When I checked the weather conditions on, like, Monday, which is, of course, way too early to check the weather conditions. I know better than that, but I did it anyway. And, you know, the weather report was saying blizzard conditions and that it was going to, you know, that it was going to be snowing heavily for the next 5 days. And I was panicked. And then I looked the next day and it was like 48 degrees and raining. So much for the big blizzard they were going to have. It's right now it's looking like it'll be all right. Maybe I'll see
on
the side of the road, but I think the roads should be all right. Well,
yeah.
Fingers crossed, though. It's really still too early to check. She's going to go make banana bread.
Yeah.
She says, I'm about to go make banana bread. Send me some of that shit, man. I love banana bread. Let us move down now to the episode on Facebook where we have two more shout outs. For Tina, stand in the place where you, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. And she says this, and let me tell you, people, it blows my mind.
Bette and I were completely unaware of the...
Really. Because I was talking last week about how I love stands for linking Lyle Lovett.
And she says,
P.S. Love Lyle Lovett. Saw him in this film as Love Harry Connick Jr. Well, who doesn't?
I know.
He's the best.
I love him.
And Christmas films. I'm not a big fan of Christmas films, but my sister sure is. Worth a watch if you want a cheesy film. It's called Angel Sing. Think Lyle might be topping up his pension here.
Yeah,
you know, we talk about Alan F. Arkin and getting a kidney surgery for his kid.
You know, yeah, Matthew needed surgery.
Right, you have to do what you have to do. But
yeah,
he's topping up his pension here.
She
leaves us a ring.
Yeah.
And she says, oh no, I forgot to say that Santa is none other than Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Got to see this.
Did you watch the trailer? I only watched a little bit of it.
But it does,
you know what?
I've got to find it. If that
I just... I love a cheesy holiday flick. My dad and I like to watch like
Hallmark
Christmas movies together at the holidays. Anyway, this looks similar to that, just in terms of, you know, how cheesy, but higher production values and much bigger stars.
Yeah.
You know, you got your Harry Connick Jr., you got your Lyle Lovett, you got your Willie Nelson. You also got your Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights. I absolutely love her. I
don't like her.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. What are you talking about?
Oh,
she's great. Oh, I loved her on Friday Night Lights for sure.
Never watched it. Just...
Oh, it's a great show. That's a very good show. I recommend it. Anyways, so thank you, Tina, for your shout outs. Thank you for the recommendation. We're going to check that out. I didn't check to see where it's streaming. And thank you guys for your shout outs. We appreciate you all.
Yes.
And now we're going to get down to the business of hucklebugging. What do you have for us, Bet?
Well, I have a movie.
A movie? Do
tell.
And
my movie came this morning. Because I really just wanted a movie to watch.
Uh-huh.
You know, last week I watched the movie about Elvis.
Right. I do know that.
Here. This morning, I found this just on Amazon Prime in the QEU.
Uh-huh.
And it's about John Lennon.
Oh.
And it's called Nowhere Boy.
Nowhere Boy.
And
that's
about...
racking up the musician documentaries right now, you guys.
And
more next week.
And it's about John in his earlier days when he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up with his aunt Mimi and his uncle George, who George was wonderful, but he died in the first 10 minutes of the movies.
Oh, dear. All right, don't get attached to George, you guys. If you start to watch the movie, don't get attached to George.
So he had Mimi, who was very strict. And then he had his mother, Julia, who was mentally ill. But he kept going out to her and, you know. And it's just about him and when he was in school and he decided that he wanted to be the next Elvis Presley. He wanted to be a rock star. And it's about him trying to get a band together. And at the beginning of the movie, I just didn't really like it that much.
Okay.
Because John was ugly. Mimi was ugly. His mother was ugly.
Yeah.
Nobody was good.
Right, yeah.
But then you realize... that when
the only one who was cool is George and he died in the first 10 minutes.
Well, no, he comes in later.
Oh, okay.
But when you see John and you think about him now, you think he was sarcastic and, you know, he was that guy. He was that guy.
A wise ass.
Well, that's why he was because that's how he grew up.
Yep.
And so then it comes out that he meets Paul, who was just barely 15 at that point. He was so little.
Yeah.
And Paul had all of the chops. He had.
Oh, yeah.
All.
He's a natural talent as far as music goes. I
mean, and so it was hard for John to say, okay, you're here. You're in the band.
Right.
And then Paul brought in George.
Mm-hmm.
And they never got to the place where the Beatles are.
Okay.
That's just where they started.
Yes.
But at the end of the movie, it takes a turn when he's trying to find his Aunt Mimi and his mentally ill mother.
Hmm.
And it works. It really works. And I ended up enjoying this movie.
All right. Thumbs up. Oops, shit. I just touched my microphone. God damn it. Thumbs up for Nowhere Boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, is it a documentary or is it a...
No, it is totally... And I would love to know how true this movie is.
Yeah, that's always my problem with, you know, based on true stories movies is that I just am constantly wondering how much of this is true and how much of it isn't. All right, so thumbs up then for Nowhere Boy.
Yeah, thumbs up, but gently.
Thumbs up, but gently. Okay.
Like Valtuna can rock.
All right, I have I have a movie also. My movie's called Fool's Paradise.
Oh.
And I don't even remember if it was on Netflix or if it was on Hulu. It was on one of those two. I watched it last night. It is written and directed by and also starring Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he's so talented. But this movie is terrible. It's so bad. I stuck it out because I had a couple of stop starts last night. I started binge watching something and I was like, boy, I hope I enjoy this. And I got about 10 minutes in. I'm like, I am not enjoying it. And I'm not going to be watching it for the next 3 hours. So I cut bait on that and then started watching something else. And that wasn't good either. And then I started Fool's Paradise. I'm like, well, I guess I'm just in for this one because I can't just keep watching 15 minutes of things. I have to have something to talk about on the Hucklebug tomorrow. So I did stick it out. Fool's Paradise, it's the first thing that he's written and directed and starred in himself. Other than Sonny, of course.
He's a writer and director. Somewhere, really.
Yeah, and he's a writer and director on Sonny also and a producer on that show. Yeah. So, you know, it's not his first time, but it's his first time, you know, like with a major feature-length film. And there's some really good stuff in it. That's kind of the saddest part, was that this could have been an excellent movie. It's just so unfocused and all over the place. It reminded me a little bit of Being There. Remember Being There?
Where had
Peter Sellers as Chance the Gardner?
I have a lot of thoughts about Being There.
That's a brilliant movie. But, you know, Chance the Gardner just kind of lucks into all of these. He's just his right place, right time. And so Charlie Day plays a character who's very much like that. His name is Latte Pronto. Which even that's kind of funny. Latte Pronto. And he doesn't talk. So there's also a lot of elements of like Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin, because he does a lot of like silent comedy. He does a lot of just acting with his face. Even a little bit, Bet. Every once in a while, I was reminded just a little bit of Monsieur Hulot.
Oh.
Just a tad, because there's, you know, again, love that sort of silent comedy stuff. But so those moments I thought were all brilliant. I thought he did a great job with all that. But it's all the story surrounding this guy, Latte Pronto, that is just so and it's just like, well, let's just have a chase scene here. And I don't know. So much of it was just unmotivated and a big unfocused mess, which is a shame because there was some great shit in it. But I cannot recommend it. Sorry. Fool's Paradise. Avoid.
I'll give it a pass.
You know what I'll do is I'll find on YouTube a couple of clips of the best parts of the movie, and that's all you have to watch because the rest of it's just junk. Ken Jeong is in it, and he was fine, but that's a guy that I can only take as he was like a lead character. That's too much Ken Jeong, I think. Ken Jeong works great as like in The Hangover, where he's just like a minor character. Yeah, just pops up once in a while. He's great for that. Or like in a sitcom where he only comes in for one scene or two scenes, like on Community. But boy, carrying a whole movie. Again, he did a great job. I actually thought his acting was fantastic in it. But it's just too much. It's too much of him. So yeah, thumbs down for Fool's Paradise. Let's move on. What do you got next?
Well, I have something called a watch / new favorite.
Okay.
It's not a binge watch.
Right.
Because it's episodic TV.
Right.
But it is a new favorite. Because
I
want to
hear.
I find myself, every time I go out on the weekend, oh, wait, I can't miss this show. I can't miss this show. And it's a PBS show.
Oh.
And I know that PBS, I've learned from friends around the country, that PBS is kind of weird. That when I see things on PBS and I say, oh, you have to come out here and you have to watch this.
Might not be.
They're
on my PBS.
Nowhere on their PBS.
Right.
But shows on the weekends here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called The Great Celebrity Antiques Road Show.
Ooh, that sounds good. Now, I love.
First of all,
let me just say, I love me some Antiques Road Show.
Well, and that's what it is. It is
with celebrities.
It is part Antiques Roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
It is part you and me. Anybody who was here back in the day when we did the podcast-a-thon.
Oh, yeah.
And we did
Cash
Bargain
in the Attic.
Hunt.
Yeah, Cash in the Attic.
No, Bargain Hunt with David Dickinson.
Yes.
Where you buy a little thing and then send it out to the auction. And it features two British celebrities. When I say celebrities, well, the first one was Diana Riggs, so that was great.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's
but
a legit
since
celebrity.
Then, the celebrities are not
they're
the great.
Minor celebrities.
Yeah.
They might be better known in Britain.
Right, but there are two celebrities and two antiques people.
Okay.
And they get out driving around in antique British cars, like MGs.
Oh, cool. All right. Nice. Yeah.
And they just go up and down the highways and byways to little towns to antique shops.
Yeah. Okay.
And they buy antiques.
And then they compete to see whose is worth
more. And then they buy all, they have $400.
Okay.
And they buy their antiques. And then they come back to the auction house where they're auctioned off.
I love this. I love this.
Well, and you know,
this is like seven great shows in one.
Exactly. It's everything.
Oh my goodness.
And when they get to the auction house, you know, you're thinking, you know, you have to buy something for like £15.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll sell for 20. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But
unless they got a load of old tat.
A load of tat.
Just a load of old tat, that is.
But sometimes they buy things and you say, just like on the American show, Flea Market Flip.
Yeah.
You don't want to spend too much money. But
right.
Sometimes those guys will buy something that's like, oh God, last week the team bought a big tripod, old-timey camera, you know, with the accordion thing.
Yeah, I'm picturing it.
For £180.
£180.
And I thought that you have just screwed yourself. You have just screwed yourself. And then they went to the auction, and it sold for like £700.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it did. I bet it did. I bet that did all right.
So sometimes
people like
it works.
Like antique cameras.
Sometimes it doesn't, but sometimes it does. And it's just
I
like
want to see Tom Hanks on that show buying typewriters, man. That's what I want to see.
But it's just like the British baking show. The teams, they're so nice and they like each other and there's no animosity.
Yay.
And when they go to the auction, they're just happy. They're just wanting to know what they do.
I love it.
It's wonderful. When the weekend comes, well, I saw it today. Tomorrow is Sunday.
Right.
And it also shows on Sunday on PBS.
Sunday. Well, I'm going to look for it on my PBS
channel.
Well,
we won't see it till Monday. So next week, go to PBS and look for celebrities.
I'm going to look for it. So on Pluto TV, I've talked about Pluto TV before. Pluto TV has a whole channel dedicated to just Antiques Roadshow. Two channels, actually. One dedicated to the American version of Antiques Roadshow, and one dedicated to the British version of Antiques Roadshow. My mom and I, when mom lived here, mom and I watched Antiques Roadshow all the time, especially the British version, because they have the better antiques. Let's be honest. That country's older. They've been around a lot longer. They got better antiques over there. Ours are like McDonald's Happy Meal toys from the 1970s, but theirs are like real fucking antiques. But they also have like antique detectives on that show.
Ooh.
So maybe they'll have the celebrity and the great celebrity antiques roadshow as well, but I'm going to look for it. If I can't find it on PBS, maybe I can find it on Pluto TV. All right. I also have a new favorite.
And now it's time for
new favorite.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mine is not a TV show, though. Mine is not a watch. It's just a new favorite. Although, I can say, I do have a new favorite show to watch, and it's The Crown. I've been watching The Crown.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
I haven't been binging it. I've been watching it, you know, one episode at a time, like maybe two episodes a week. And I've finished season one. We just started season two. It's excellent. I just am loving The Crown so much. Thank you for that recommendation.
Thank by the way, you.
You need to watch Downton Abbey now because I'm
watching
the
show. Now I feel like I need to come up to you. And
that's right. It's if turnabout is fair play.
Yes.
All right. I will do my new favorite. My new favorite. So I was at the mall with Marla on Wednesday doing our weekly walk. And as we're walking through this mall, there's a store in the mall called Cozy. And we went in a few weeks ago or about a month ago. We went in because it was the first time we'd seen the store there. We went in and all they sell are leggings. I think that's all they sell. They have socks and like a couple of like shirts and like blankets and scarves. But mostly it's just wall-to-wall leggings. And they're plush and they're soft and they're fur lined and they're so great. And they're only $10. And the first time we
and
went
that's
in
the
store.
The whole store?
It's the really? Whole fucking store, but that's it.
Oh, just man.
Leggings. Wall to wall leggings.
I mean, I've bought some leggings and I do love me some leggings.
Bette and I were talking about this before the show. I'm entering my leggings era. Yes. So you can buy them online if you go to. If you go to shopjustcozy.com, you too can see all of the leggings that they sell. They also have, they do have like tops and they have a few other things, but the leggings are really what it's at, where it's at. And they're 10 bucks each. They're in some crazy colors, but they also have some solid colors also if you're just, you know, if you don't want to be that out there. You know, you can just get, you know, navy blue if you want. They're just so soft. Yeah. I bought two pairs this week when Marla and I walked through the mall, and it's been a battle to get me out of them because they're so fucking comfortable. I'm wearing them as pajama pants. I'm actually not wearing them right now. I'm wearing a pair of jeans. I've been wearing them as pajama pants, but I'm probably going to buy a pair of just like gray ones that I would be okay to wear to a store, I think. The only downside of them is that they don't have pockets. So I'm sorry about that. But you guys.
But if you're home, you don't need pockets.
Yeah, if you're just wearing them to bed, for example, I wear them around the apartment after work usually. Yeah, you don't need pockets for that. You don't need pockets when you're just walking from the bedroom to the living room. Or maybe you do, but you know, then wear a hoodie with a kangaroo pocket, and you're all good. So that's my new favorite, and you guys can check them out at shopjustcozy.com. Ooh. They are not a sponsor. God, I wish they were. Oh, if they were, we would get free leggings.
Oh,
ask them if they want to sponsor us.
I love some leggings right now.
They're so great. I will say, as far as the sizing goes, I ended up buying the extra large. They're big. They're roomy. They're super comf. But they do seem to be sized down just a tad. So I would go with the go a size larger than you normally would go is my recommendation. But they're so good, so comfy. What do we have next?
Well, I have a little something from the old school topic of Hucklebug called "What's Up With That?"
What's up with that?
And it came from last week when I came here. And I thought maybe things were going to be great because my keyboard went.
Oh, yes.
And I turned it over and I opened it up and I saw that the batteries were dead. And they're AAA batteries. I never have AAA batteries in my house because this is the only place they go.
Right.
Everywhere else in my house, the flashlight, all of the remotes are AA batteries.
Okay.
And so I was thinking, batteries. You got your AAAs. Mm-hmm. You got your AAs. Oh. Then you've got your square 9-volt.
Batteries, which are just for the smoke alarm.
Which suck.
In the old days, they used to go in transistor radios, but we don't, back in the ancient times.
Exactly.
But nowadays, no, just smoke
alarms. And then you have your big clunky C batteries and D batteries.
And D batteries. Those are for camping gear.
Well, you put them in your boom box and they play for like 25 minutes and they're gone. And so I was just thinking, why doesn't the world make everything AA batteries?
Why are there no B batteries?
Well, just AA batteries. You know,
Everything runs on AA.
Well, if you have your boombox, instead of 4 clunky C batteries, why don't you put 16 AA batteries in there? They'll play all night.
Yeah. You
know, I'm thinking there it's has true. To
why
be.
Don't smoke alarms take AA batteries now?
Right. All of the batteries, they should all be AA's.
I think it feels like you're going to get more power out of the C's and the D's, which might be why they're actually bigger. But I think you're onto something here. I think you're onto something here. You're right about, but I'm serious about my question also, which is why we have AA, we have AAA, and then we skip B altogether, and then we have C and we have D, and then we have
I've never heard of a B battery.
But there's no B battery. Why is there no B battery?
Why is and there maybe a- that should be the one that everyone comes to. The
exactly,
B battery.
Just a plain old B battery
that powers
that runs
everything.
I love this idea. I think that's a genius idea. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that 100%. Thank you for your what's up with that. I have a watch your phraseology to stick with the old school style Hucklebug topics. And our phraseology this week is pull out all the stops.
Oh.
And this came to me very fortuitously because I was I watched that horrible movie last night. and then when I was done with that, I'm like, I still need more stuff for the Hucklebug, but I'm going to watch The Bake Off because it's Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's time to watch The Bake Off. No, and there's only one more episode.
And did you?
Yes, I did. And I was surprised by who was going home because I actually thought she did quite well this week.
Me too.
I feel like she's been here the whole time and I still don't know who she is or what her food's about. Yeah. So it's time. It's high time she went home.
But she was
no spoilers
when
for y'all.
She went out.
She was very. Everybody's been so great when they go out. Thank God nobody ever goes, I don't want to go home. Anyway, so at the beginning of the episode, I think it was Georgie said, "I need to pull out all the stops," and I was like, "Oh, that's
a
good phrase."
She always brings the drama.
She did too, by the way, didn't she? Pull out all the stops.
Oh man.
Anyway, so I wanted to look up the phrase "pull out all the stops." And the meaning of the phrase, of course, you guys, if you don't already know it, is to make every possible effort. We're going to pull out all stops. We're going to go, you know, we're going to go all the way on this one. We're going to make every possible effort to make this a success. So from our favorite website, phrases.org.uk, the phrase finder, here is the question. I'm just going to read this verbatim. What is the origin of the phrase "pull out all the stops"? The popular belief is that this phrase derives from the manner of construction of pipe organs. These instruments have stops to control the airflow, right, through the pipes, and pulling them out increases the musical volume. This seems to be the type of casual, easy answer that is the hallmark of folk etymology. In this case, the popular belief isn't a fallacy, but is in fact correct. Yay! For once, the casual, easy answer is correct. Pulling out all the stops does in fact come from pipe organs. When you want your pipe organ to be as loud as possible, you pull all the stops out, and it will be at full volume.
Oh, I can only tell you one of my favorite comedy lines from songs was from Garrison Keillor on Prairie Home Companion.
Yep.
When he was talking about P.D. Bach.
P.D. Q. Bach, yeah.
Yeah, and he said he had so many children because he couldn't pull out the stops.
Because he couldn't pull out the stops. Ba-dum-tsh. Anyway, so that's the etymology of pull out all the stops. It comes from...
Okay, it works. It
actually comes from pulling out all the stops in the organ. So there you go. The church that I grew up going to had a huge, magnificent pipe organ. It was this beautiful old church that was originally built in the 1600s. And I didn't realize when I was a kid that not everybody goes to a church like that. Like, not everybody goes to a church that was built in the 1600s and has a magnificent pipe organ taking up the entire back wall. It was pretty amazing.
I have to say, when I went to the Methodists in our town to play Christmas music with Mr. Jones, they had a beautiful pipe
organ.
It was wonderful.
Pipe organs are the best, man.
Yes.
All right, let's do our U rules and get the heck out of here. And we will.
We're doing U rules, and I have a U rule, and this could have been a topic, but I just made it my U rule. And my U rule is for my wonderful nephew Taylor.
Yay, Tater Tot!
Yes, Tater Tot. Well, you know, Thanksgiving is coming.
Yes, it is, baby.
And Thanksgiving is at his and
that's right
house. And I have been just freaking out about it.
I know, you've been hanky.
I've never been there.
Right.
And I was thinking there's a lot of grass around there. I don't know how I'm going to get there.
Right.
And
but you and Todd looked at the picture together, and it looks navigable.
Well, that's the thing. I went
right? It looks navigable.
Better,
but
therapy.
You don't know it for sure until you actually get there, right?
I went to Todd at Better Therapy, and he told me it was okay. And right. Then I looked at the pictures, and there were a driveway.
There's a driveway.
And
there's some tiny little stairs.
And after I linked out with Todd, it wasn't 20 minutes later that Taylor messaged me.
Mm.
And he said, Bet, for Thanksgiving, I have to ask you if you'll bring something to the...
Yeah. To the...
And I knew what it was.
Deviled
eggs.
Fuck yeah.
And so I didn't do them last year, so it's been 2 years since I've done the deviled egg assembly line. But
yeah,
for Taylor, I will do deviled eggs.
You will do it. Yeah,
but
he deserves it.
While we were there, he started posting pictures of his house. And he said, Pat, and I didn't tell Pat, I didn't tell him, I didn't tell anybody how scared I was about going.
Right. Right.
But he said, Bet, it's going to be okay. Here's how you come up into my house.
Right.
Little steps.
Are you catching a ride with Charlie?
I don't know where I'm going now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It might be with Pat. It might be with Charlie. Whoever I go with, I'm going to.
Okay, you're catching a ride. You,
right.
I think you and Charlie, that would be that's the party car right there. I know who I would rather go with. I know who I would rather travel with. No offense, Pat.
But somebody has to carry like 30 deviled eggs in the back of the car.
Charlie can carry your deviled eggs. Do you have one of those little special trays for carrying deviled eggs?
I'm gonna have to buy one big aluminum thing to put all the deviled eggs in. But Taylor just kept sending me pictures about the house, and he said, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna be there. It's gonna be great. I can't wait to see you. And
yes.
I talk about the next day I went to work and I told Pat. Do you know that you gave birth to the best boy?
The best boy. Exactly. He is the best boy.
And she said, yes, I did.
Of course she knows. And she had no small part in his upbringing.
No. Pat and Brian brought him up to be the sweet person that he is.
He's a wonderful boy.
But to say you rule doesn't even do justice to you rules.
He is the best. We love him. And Taylor, you rule, my man, my young man. You're going to have a great time, Bet. I'm looking forward to hearing how it all goes. I also am getting very hinky for Thanksgiving, though. So I'm right there with you. For my own, my own thing. Not navigating driveways and stuff. Just, the unbearable pressure of being with people for 72 hours. So it's going to be great. I have a U rule also. My U rule is for a friend of the show, Mr. Les Campbell.
Yeah, Les.
You heard his voice earlier singing New Favorite.
Yeah.
Les, my dear friend, he is directing a play that opens the day after Thanksgiving. So he is now fully ensconced in Hell Week, which is the week before a show opens. There's always so much to do, and it's always so stressful, and I know he's going through it.
Oh,
so I just wanted to give him a big old U-rule.
Yeah.
The show is going to be awesome, and it's going to be great. And I'm really sorry I'm going to miss the first weekend. I always have to miss the first weekend of the holiday show because I'm always away. Sure. But I will see it. I will be there to see it second weekend, and definitely the last weekend I will be there to see it too. So you rule, Les.
Oh, you rule.
Gang, that is our show this week.
Les, Mish, and Zuzu.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to have a great Thanksgiving. I'm very jealous of their Thanksgiving already. Gang, that's our show this week. We hope that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, those of you who celebrate it. Tina, I guess, it's already been Guy Fawkes night, so I don't know what else is going on over there in England right now. But, you know, you enjoy whatever holiday comes up for you, I guess.
Right.
And that's our show. So, gang, thanks for listening. Until next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. Ah. We love you.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.
I should have started recording earlier because we said some funny shit and I missed it.